friends, it is Friday, August 17th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can tell the difference between the truth and disinformation and persuasive, often passionate indoctrination, just because someone sounds very legitimate and expresses themselves very well does not mean that what he or she says is true. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com to see a list of my guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. We will take your calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Michael Walsh, the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It's a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements, and Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon, and Behind Enemy Lines. The Reich had its heroes, too. Welcome to the program, Michael. We haven't spoken since June 4th.
Yeah, it's been too long, hasn't it? And the next one, I'll be wishing you a happy Christmas. It's lovely to hear from you, and I hope you and your our American listeners are doing very well.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to hear your great voice again.
Thank you.
All righty. So what is going on in your neck of the woods, in your area of the world?
Well, much the same as is going on in your end of the world. You know, there is revolution just under beneath the surface. And, you know, it's something that everybody predicts. Europe, as it is, can't carry on. And everybody knows that, whether we're talking to a prime minister or a cab driver. But again, like a London cab driver, everybody's got the answer to where we go from here. And now that is an anarchy of thought. So interesting times lie ahead, both for those of us in Europe and, of course, you, our friends in the United States.
Right. It's rather scary to think about the possibilities, of course. And I do believe that the media, including the alternative media, likes to hype us. It gets kind of frightened, oftentimes in order to sell product, but not always. It's oftentimes just to prepare us for hard times. I certainly believe in having you know, food on hand and other things on hand to protect myself. And so it is scary times that we live in. But I don't think that I would trade them. I don't think that I would want to have lived at any other time, because when you think about it, there were scary times, you know, back in, you know, 200 years ago. No matter what period of time you look at, something really awful was going on somewhere.
I think, Deanna, that what everybody needs to do, whether in the United States or Europe, is they need to focus more on becoming self-sufficient. Because when austerity really strikes, that is the time when you really cannot depend on others, because they're all struggling to survive. So, you know, any way in which you can create a life that can, if need be separate from the system, then you probably, you know, that's probably the best insurance policy that you can get.
All righty. We'll pick that topic up on the other side of the break in 3 minutes.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is a wonderful author and a poet and just an all-around terrific guy. And I think the U.S. welfare system, due to many factors, including government actions, so-called free trade agreements, corporate greed, and a natural tendency among some to relinquish personal responsibility to others, has created a very dependent nation. And I think that has happened in other countries as well.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, what they've done is they've created a society in which we become dependent upon the government and its institutions, its quangos and everything else. And by that means, they're able to control us very much as a sort of universal animal farm. And this is another reason why we really do have to think about that insurance policy I was just mentioning, go back to basics, and it makes a good thing anyway, whether we're talking austerity or otherwise, is you know, to become less dependent upon the state and its apparatus, and become a little bit more self-sufficient, because this really means the ultimate in liberation and independence.
Right, and I think people used to be more self-sufficient. Where I grew up and where I lived thereafter, people had gardens. I mean, everybody grew something in their backyard. It wasn't, and everybody had fruit trees, and it was just kind of a common thing. But now, I don't think that in my own neighborhood, I don't see very many gardens at all, and yet we have large patches of ground. That when I drive by, I think, why couldn't we organize a community garden here? There's all this land just sitting here. I mean, there's grass on it, but it could be more productive.
Yeah, during the war in Britain, when the imports of produce was cut short by the attacks on the fleets coming over from the United States and the Commonwealth as it was then people were encouraged. The government gave them out free of charge, allotments, sort of very, very small rent each year, and it encouraged people to grow their own. And it was very, very successful. So the need to use the rationing books were in place until 1956, would you believe, 11 years after the war's end. Then the harsh reality of austerity didn't bite quite hard enough, because everybody in the community either had their own garden and used it sensibly. It's the ground is there to be used. It's why God gave it to us. And they knew somebody who did. So they were less dependent, and this is what we need to be looking towards in the future.
I think we also have what I refer to as planned austerity. I believe that it's, I see it in my community. And of course, with the so-called free trade agreements and so much production has left the United States, people are making do on less, of course, and a lot of people have lost their homes. And so I think it's kind of planned austerity, which I believe could contribute to a very, it could contribute to crime and chaos and even more control than what we have now.
Yeah, this is another reason why we need to, take the necessary measures, because we're talking about food produce. But of course, this leads on to our own security. And as in the old days, the pioneering days in the United States especially, is you've got too used to calling the police if you've got an intruder in the garden or anything like that. So really, the steps need to be taken now, because may come the time, perhaps sooner than most people think, when calling on the police isn't going to give you be any good to you at all. Nobody will be answering the phone. So you have to mentally and physically prepare yourself for such an eventuality, so that you take the necessary measures to protect you and your family.
So not only do we have to have bread, we better have a stock of lead with it, too.
Yeah, you're going to have social breakdown, and it's already happening in Greece. It's happening in Spain. It was only 2 weeks ago when trade union activists, actually, and they broadcast it, the television cameras were there to note the event, is they went in a mob and they went to the supermarket and they cleared the shelves without paying for it, of course. And the authorities said that the ringleaders would be arrested. And they challenged the authorities to do so. And as a matter of fact, the looters, all trade unionists, they gathered at a big government-owned industrialist site the following day. And there wasn't a policeman in sight. So this is the sort of social breakdown which is already happening in Europe. It could, and I'm sure it will, happen in the United States. And this is where we must take the necessary measures to protect ourselves when society crumbles.
Right. And of course, it doesn't take much. If the trucks stop running for 2 weeks or less, I believe probably a week, if they stopped running, if the stores stopped getting deliveries from all over, the shelves would be bare here. And it wouldn't take a big mob to do that. It would just take people coming in and purchasing things. And I think that this is demonstrated by sometimes we've had bad weather or something, and people can't get out, or the trucks can't get through, and things disappear off the shelves. For instance, when we have a lot of snow, try and find a snowblower somewhere at one of the stores. People don't buy these things until they have an emergency. And I think that's true, well, with power generators or anything else. And so it is more sensible to be prepared before the eventuality instead of waiting until something happens and then you find that you don't have what you really need.
Well, of course, and it needs to be remembered. I'm not old enough to remember, thank goodness, but there was a radio broadcast back in the United States. I seem to recall that it was the 1930s, and the radio broadcast was so realistic about the United States being invaded by Martians, I think it was, that the panic, you know, spread right throughout the United States. And I say this point because you are quite right in creating the scenario that you have just done about the trucks no longer delivering. But what about when you get the strikes, you know, at America's ports, and, you know, the goods are not coming in from abroad? But, the you know, what sets the blue touch paper alight here, Diana, is, you know, a rumour. You only need a rumour, and that is it. And we all go flying out to clear the supermarket and the shop shelves like locusts, and even though this is based on just a rumour, there's nothing left. And it very, very quickly clears, believe me. I would say that any civilised society now has about a 2 or 3 day dependency, you know, because that's the way the system is now.
Right, and I think in talking about self-sufficiency, we have people that are not self-sufficient. We also have, our country is not self-sufficient anymore. We should be, each country, United States or wherever anybody lives, each country should be able to be self-sufficient and produce their own food and other necessities, and then have nominal trade with other countries for those things that they don't have access to, certain minerals and resources that they don't have access to. But I think that this interdependency, this globalization, has made every nation dependent on other nations, and it's all very deliberate. It is not something that just happened, but is very deliberate.
Of course, and, you know, some regimes, some countries, whole regions of the world, in fact, are already taking measures, and, you know, the colonial powers who pulled out of, say, Africa, as an example, their places now have been taken by the People's Republic of China. But instead of just pillaging and looting and sucking everything out of the African economies and the African land, what they're doing is they're building an infrastructure, the rail services, the hospitals, the schools, the road infrastructure and all the rest of it, in return for the raw produce which is there in abundance in Africa. So both sides win. Now, the West is not used to this. You know, that's fair play, and forget it. You know, the West is not very good at fair play. The mindset is piracy, is to go in there to rape and to loot. They've been doing it for many, many hundreds of years. It's very, very difficult to break that kind of mindset.
Right. When they have gone in and sold an idea to build some sort of infrastructure, it's usually with the intent to enslave the population to the bankers, who give them huge loans for things that don't help the entire population, but that just helps maybe one segment of the population, and then the whole population is stuck with something to pay for that is of no use to them.
Yeah, years ago I said that, you know, because of course I'm referring to Africa again, in colonial times, and there was hardly a country in Europe, including Germany, Portugal, all the rest of them, even in my lifetime, and they all had colonies there, and they were all milking those colonies. And I predicted some time ago that the Portuguese soldiers would pull out, the Spanish, the British, you know, they would pull out of Africa, but they would be replaced by banks on every corner. And that exactly is what has happened.
Indeed. All righty, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is a wonderful author, and you need to read some of his books. You may get one of his books. You have one at Amazon, Behind Enemy Lines, The Rycat's Heroes 2. And also, Witness to History is also available on Kindle at Amazon. And I encourage everybody to obtain those works. I think they're fabulous. Now, you were talking about colonies, and Germany had colonies in Africa and China, and trade agreements with other countries in South America. But Germany's relationship with her colonies was mutually beneficial, as opposed to Britain and the United States, who simply wanted to exploit the resources, including the people. And I think that, just in studying history, which you've done a lot of, we can see that there is a big difference. And we can take examples like the Philippines and Hawaii and India, where the these colonies became third world countries. They didn't start that way, but they became that way simply because of the exploitation of Britain and the U.S. Correct?
Of course. And nobody could, whether you like Adolf Hitler or not, nobody could argue with him when he pointed out that the German colonies in Africa and elsewhere, they were the only country's colonies that had never been acquired at the point of a gun, or, my sword. They had all volunteered for that colonialism by Germany, and it was a two-way benefit thing, and it's a great pity that the Germans are still not running those colonies, but of course they were taken off them after the First World War and the Second World War, well, before the Second World War, you know, as loot, along with everything else, you know, everything, if it couldn't be tied down, then it was taken.
Right. In fact, in 1888, the Ottoman government awarded a group, the German group, a concession for an extension to build the Berlin to Baghdad Railway, which would have been absolutely wonderful for the Ottoman Empire as well as for Europe, because it would open interaction between those areas, and so it was good for everyone.
Yeah, they were well ahead of their time, and as I pointed out before, Russia, with the Central European states, and China, of course, in Africa and elsewhere, you know, they're coming to similar agreements, and, you know, the reality is they're not far from doing what Hitler's Germany was doing. They were instituting the barter system, so whereas Germany at the time could produce all of the things that these developing nations were needing, again, the infrastructure, the superstructure, the railways, the ships, and all the rest of it. And these countries had the raw materials upon which Germany had become a little bit too dependent until he reduced that dependency. But the system worked out very well. But of course, what this did, and this caused the big problems, is it pushed the bankers out of the bartering system. So the trade was done direct. There was no need for any loans from the banks. And we all know what happened there. You do not buck the banks. You don't do it then, and you certainly don't do it now.
How true. And it's very evident in some of the things that have happened and some of the politicians who have been taken down by challenging the bank's authority. And just in the state of Illinois here with the ex-former governor, Blagojevich. And yes, it's amazing how they do it. And nobody seems to connect the dots that, well, the reason that that Blagojevich went to prison for 14 years wasn't because they had something on him, although they did. They produced some transcripts and some tapes and things. But he was only doing what other politicians normally do. But the real trouble was the fact that he challenged the Bank of America. And so that was what happened. And, I mean, there are people who commit murder that get less than 14 years in prison. But so we see, yeah, who controls the courts, too.
Yeah, we're all put under the microscope wherever we go. I remember when I was last visiting Washington, D.C., and I was subjected at both ends, at Manchester Airport and I think it was Ronald Reagan Airport. I was subject to the most careful scrutiny, although I was just an ordinary Joe to them. So they keep us under the microscope, the magnifying glass, but let's see what happens when somebody puts the government infrastructure under the microscope, as Julian Assange has. And then we see that they don't like it working both ways. They got too much to hide.
Right. And then they vilify as they did him. I mean, my goodness, you could read all kinds of stories about what a terrible person he was, that he just all kinds of, they characterized him as somebody that couldn't be trusted, and so the normal person, the common person, just figured that, oh, this guy did a really terrible thing. And of course, the gentleman that actually divulged some of the things we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Michael Walsh, the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and Witness to History, available on Kindle at Amazon, and Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes, too. And you were mentioning Assange, Julian Assange, and apparently he has been given asylum by Ecuador, but he is still confined in the embassy in London, is that correct?
That's absolutely right. And, it's making the headlines over here, and this is really putting British hypocrisy under the spotlight because, of course, the Daily Mail is a newspaper that has a readership estimated at 6 million. So in Britain, it's pretty big, and I think that it's often read in the United States as well. So you're talking about a newspaper which we would describe as Middle England, you know, middle of the road. It's conservative, if you like, certainly conservative, not left-wing. But it's interesting that when you look at the readers' comments on these stories that are breaking, now, one of the most heartening things for us all, whether we're European or American, is the people, the ordinary people, are much more savvy. The generation that is coming up now are much more savvy about the crimes of the administration that control them than previous generations. I think, perhaps because of the internet, you know, there is a much freer flow of information these days. And it's having an effect, and it's cascading down. And what we're finding out now is more and more of us are acknowledging the fact, same for you Americans, that all we are doing is we're going through pure theatre at the elections. Is what we are voting for is one of two dictatorships. Which dictatorship is going to be the best for us?
Or for them. True.
Yeah, that's true. Right. You know, they are dictatorships. And, you know, as I said before, this was said, you know, a long time ago, the more astute political observers know that we're, you know, creating dictators. Of Cameron, he got in there by default. He would never have been the Prime Minister had it not been for the coalition with the Liberals, who were looking for some kind of credibility and they were hanging on to straws. So he is not a legitimate Prime Minister. He is not an elected Prime Minister in the sense that they normally are. And he, Cameron, David Cameron, is probably... Well, no, it has already been shown in the newspaper, the media, a week or so ago, that he is the most unpopular Prime Minister in British political history. You've got to be pretty bad to, you know, to be on an accolade like that, don't we?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we have the same kind of thing here in this country. A lot of people recognize what is going on with our government. But they also realize that no matter who's in there, it's going to be the same thing. It's just a matter of personal characteristics of the president, and that's where it is. And getting back to WikiLeaks founder, whatever happened to Bradley Manning? I mean, he was this, you know, an army a soldier arrested in May of 2010 in Iraq, and apparently, supposedly, he passed classified material to WikiLeaks.
Yeah, they treat them particularly harshly. They're treating Julian Assange particularly harshly. Bradley Manning has been banged up in solitary, getting on for 3 years now, 800 days, 801, I think, with today. And the conditions under which he is held really do not belong to any civilized society at all. It's more like Stalin's Soviet Union than a country that calls itself free, as the Americans do. But again, I have always said that the only people that think that we live in a free society are those who don't test it. Those who test it, as we do in Europe and many do in the United States, then you just find just how much freedom you have. And we don't have an awful lot of it. I was sick to death of being chased by the police when I was going about my normal activities in a democratic way in Britain. You know, if you mess with the system, they'll have you. They'll feel your collar.
Really? Now, when
That's
was
absolutely
this?
Right. I used to attend meetings. Now, we're not talking about anything clandestine. We were certainly weren't plotting the overthrow of the state. Absolutely everything. And, you know, this is the advice that I gave. Always stay within the law, because they're waiting for you to break the law, because they will feel your collar if you don't. They are desperate for you to break the law, and sometimes they will encourage you to break the law so that they can put you away. So, you know, absolutely everything that our party did was well and above the, you know, the law, well within the law. But that didn't mean that as soon as my car approached London, you know, I soon found a tail, and you couldn't shake that tail off. The same happened in Denmark, the same happened in Germany.
Wow. Which obviously implies that these people have interconnections with each other. And certainly we know that, for instance, when Ernst Zundel married and moved to Tennessee here in the United States, all Canada had to do was just contact the United States government, and the United States government deported him to Germany. And you have to ask yourself, well, now why would the United States do this when this was previously a Canadian citizen who had legitimately married a U.S. citizen, which gave him probably a green card. And so he was here legitimately. And yet the U.S. government, because of certain pressures behind the Canadian government and also behind the U.S. government, decided that he would probably not discontinue his activism and would probably be revealing the same kind of things in this country, where we do actually have more freedom of speech than in Canada, and they simply could not stand the light that he would shine on certain issues. And so they had to get him into Germany, where there is no light at this current time, because they have an occupied government.
Yeah, they work together, and I remember quite a number of years ago, an American citizen came over to visit me. I was in Liverpool in England at the time, and the object of the exercise is we were going to meet up in Hull on the North Sea side of England, and we were going to catch the ferry over to Esbjerg in Denmark. We were going to do various forms of transport to the German border without actually going into Germany. And there we were going to discuss with German activists who, again, were working within the law. As soon as we got on the larger, you know, the large ferry that sailed out of Hull, you know, my companion said, you know, everything that we do on here would be watched. I thought, now this is crazy. Now this is paranoia at its worst. You know, that guy Gerhard, he knew exactly what he was doing. He said, keep an eye on that guy and the little blonde with him. Dressed in civilian clothes, very typical of travellers, and I did keep an eye on them, and it was partial, Diana. It was absolutely partial. We got off at Esbjerg, we stayed in a hotel, we caught the train, they caught the train, we stayed in a compartment, they stayed in the compartment. It was totally open. They were watching us because they wanted to know who we were meeting. And, you know, it became so much theatre that you could have laughed about it, because we're talking about really, really nasty winter weather here with 20 or 30 degrees centigrade below. Very, very bad. And we would jump out of one train well before our destination, and lo and behold, these two would jump straight out of the train and run to the other train to see if they could keep up with us. And when we woke up in the small hotel the following day, we were completely surrounded by state police, and all we were going to do was meet a few German political activists. You know, that was our crime. And you got that kind of surveillance, one an American citizen, the other a British citizen.
Oh, my. Well, I think that that's common, and I think that another common tactic that they use is that agents infiltrate into these so-called truth movement groups in order to control them. I think that, and I've mentioned this before, that the 9/11 truth movement was organized before the actual event so that they could control the skepticism that would arise from certain people after it happened. And I think that that it's a very controlled atmosphere, and even in the alternative media, you have people who, I believe, are government agents.
Yeah, you know, wherever you are in the world, presumably in Latin America or wherever, certainly in the Western world, if you form a political party, then infiltration, entryism, as they call it in Britain, is going to happen. You know, rain comes, you know, it comes with the territory, and you have got to accept that as soon as you make an announcement that you are forming a political party, whether it's extreme left or extreme right, as they would have it, then you know, you're going to get applicants, and you're going to have to be on your toes as to make sure that they are well watched, because one of them is going to be an infiltrator, and he is going to be a government stooge. It happens. I don't have a problem with that. If I was running a country, I would almost certainly do the same. Of course they need to know what's going on. But, you know, I was driven to despair by our own members who were taken in by these people. You know, you couldn't do anything in Britain, you know, for the simple reason that they were too easily infiltrated and weren't too easily subverted. It was a tragedy, but in Germany before the war, and in Russia, revolution times, people were much more savvy about this sort of thing than they are now.
Why is that?
I don't know. People are not as involved. You know, I used to go along to meetings. Of course, I used to have our own political meetings, which were always very well attended. But, of course, we used to go along to the opposition's meetings, in which they should have been well attended. The political parties, such as the main ones, the equivalent of your Democratic parties and the Republican Party, and there's hardly anybody there, and this is the way they want it. They don't want people to be involved, not even the main parties. They want a small clique to decide on who is going to represent the party coming ahead, and there are a lot of brown envelopes. You know, the system is entirely corrupt.
I guess I have found that true. Several years ago, I decided that I would volunteer to be a committeeman for one of the precincts here in my area. And there wasn't an election, so the people in charge just appointed me. And I don't know whether I've told this story before, but anyway, it was a Sunday afternoon, and it was election time, and a young woman who was running as a committee chairperson for another precinct, or actually it was my precinct because I was a precinct chairman for the adjacent precinct. Anyway, she came and knocked on my door, and we had a lovely talk, and I criticized, I was at that time a registered Republican, and I criticized the Republican Party, and I criticized one of the members who is still in the House, Judy Biggert. And I criticized her stance on abortion and because she always, you know, they always use the abortion card to get elected, but then after they're elected, they're never going to do anything about it. And that's the same, that's the way it is with just about every issue, whether it's a moral issue or a political issue or whatever. But anyway, I was just kind of critical. Within 3 days, I had a letter from my superior saying that I was no longer needed as a committee person. Period. Out. Any criticism of the upper echelon of any party, and you're not needed. You cannot think outside of what they want you to think. You cannot have any independent thoughts or criticize anybody that is an elected official. It's just not done. I mean, I was amazed because I thought I was having a regular conversation with this young woman, but not.
Yeah, you're rattling cages. Nobody rocks boats in politics, and everybody has to be a yes man. And what you did is exactly what I and many, many others have done. You know, we went in there and we tried to change things, and, you know, they get pretty unpopular down fast, I can tell you.
Right. Yeah, I attended a caucus, and they locked us all in this big, relatively large auditorium. And, I mean, you could tell who were the movers and the shakers, and there was really no opportunity for any discussion about anything or any dissent about anything. It was already controlled. Even at the local level, things are pretty much controlled, whether you're talking about a school district or something else. If you go against the grain, if you raise your hand, you know, we're all, it's all herd mentality. And the people at the top, you know, at the head of the herd make the decisions based on what they're given from their superiors. So it's really, you know, we think we have a free country and that we have, you know, freedom of choice. You can be a Republican or you can be a Democrat or what other choices are there? Because we certainly, third parties don't work. In fact, when the country was set up, there was not a two-party system. That occurred as a result of some actions of Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. So it's kind of amazing how things have transpired.
Yeah, you were thinking outside of the box, and, you know, you were challenging, and you were showing yourself to be of independent thought, and, you know, the reality is it doesn't work that way, and it's not so much the opinions. You may be very, very passionate about whatever political party that you belong to, but if you express an opinion, then you are messing about with the pecking order. So rather than express an opinion, the way to get up to the top over other people's shoulders is to press the right flesh. Now, that is a completely different thing. And what occurs between that flesh when it happens, you know, that is the thing that moves you along.
You're probably referring to the psychopathic personalities who manage to crawl their way and stomp their way up to the top, either with money or violence or something else. Alrighty, we need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and other wonderful pieces. And we were talking about how not to succeed in politics. And that's one way of not succeeding. So if that fails, then you can always get a radio program and do some writing, right?
That's right. It was a very good way of describing it, how not to succeed in politics. You know, you got to be a yes man. You know, do not be a rebel. It does not work.
How true. How true. Oh, I forgot to mention, we will be taking calls in the next hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. And so you have discovered, you were talking about how you were followed. And I don't know that people use that same kind of surveillance. I believe that surveillance takes place in a very more technological way nowadays. I believe that the Internet, while it's a wonderful benefit for what we do, I believe it is also provides a way for the government to surveil what we are doing.
Yeah, you know, not so long ago, Diana, it was a great privilege to be on the television screen. Now we're all on it 40 times a day, and we don't really know it. I remember discussing with a policeman in the early 1980s. I said, you know, in the future, at the Crest Hotel at the end of the High Street, they won't have a policeman standing there in, you know, in the weather. What they will have is cameras on every corner. And he said, no, 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 he said, they would never allow that kind of surveillance. And what have you got, Diana? You've got no policeman there, but you just got cameras wherever you go, whether you're talking about Liverpool or London, it doesn't matter. You're going to be on the big screen. You're going to be a star.
I think you have it more there in Britain than we do here, but it is really coming. I see cameras when I'm out and about, and they say it's for you know, traffic. For traffic lights, if you go beyond the white line after the light turns red, then you can get a ticket. But I also think that they will be using all of these gun situations, these shootings, to impose more restrictions, to impose more surveillance in our own country. And I also believe that the Obamacare package has a provision for an RFID chip that is supposed to be implanted in all of us.
Yeah, and, you know, they always say that it's for our security. Well, you could say the same about any prison, whether we're talking about the United States or Europe. A prison has got lots and lots of cameras around the walls, and that's to protect, you know, the system, isn't it? And it's exactly the same. And what we do have in large parts of Britain, and particularly, which has been badly hit by non-European immigration, is the people now are behind the bars. They're in their own prisons. They can't go out at night, so they're on day release, effectively. They're under house arrest, and they live in fear. They don't open the door after nightfall. They have their windows barred, and the doors double locked, sometimes double locked. Now, so now it is the government and the folks are out on the streets, whereas we are all confined.
Right. All righty, we need to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back after station ID.
Are you again?